Okay, here we go. We've adjusted the mic gain, the preamp gain, to match the specs. The Beta 57A is 14 dB less sensitive, according to the Shure spec sheet, than the KSM-141. So we added 14 dB of gain to the Beta 57 side. And that should give us the same level on both mics. So here we go with 1K Hertz sine tone. Now you can use that to check levels. Now here's white noise. And that might tell you something about frequency response. And then the talking that's interminable and ongoing should give you some idea about the ambient pickup. And here comes a car going past the window. So that's external noise, along with the kids playing across the street. Here's rear rejection. And pattern control. So this is directly rear, and here's a 90 degree pattern control. Here's 90 degrees off axis over here. Now let's do some guitar. Got that gain cranked up, so stay pretty well. I'm about 3 feet away. 1, 2, 3, yeah, long way. So here's 3 feet away. Ooh, probably should tune, but closer. Try not to overload, but getting about 18 inches away, which is more like I usually record. Something like this. So now, what's the impact of dynamic versus condenser?